stocking the pond. 500 bluegill in a tank on the back of a truck, parked on the bank, pouring them out. Fifth grade, early spring, the year I was taught there were right and wrong ways to be a man. I watched the waterfalling bodies of the fish, our pond like a holding cell. When the valve closed, one got caught and cut in half. The top fin and tail just sat there in the grass, separated from the head still floating in the tank. We caught them all summer, kept them on a line strung through the gills. I hooked one through the eye, snagged it through that soft and lidless spot, and the barb came out through the front of its face. I cried while my father removed it. I watched while he filleted our catch, when he nailed a catfish to a board and skinned it with pliers. What else can I say about my cicada-sung childhood, when I learned to do things I didn't want to? Years later, when I danced with a girl at prom, when I did not kiss the boy I drove home from school, when he offered. But when I was 9, my trembling hands were asked to hold the handle of a thin blade and cut. So I did. And for what? A quarter-inch thick fillet. Small victory. We ate the fish with our hands, battered and fried on a camp stove. When we stocked the pond, a mist came off the cascade of water and fish. The surface of the pond was iridescent with some runoff or exhaust. Also, I could sit in a camp chair months later, picking little bones from my teeth.